Thank you, Klaus. We are definitely privileged and thankful that you've come back, and we want to thank you not only for what you've done for this school, but what you've done for the world. You've devoted your life to making the world a better place, something which goes to the heart of what the Kennedy School is all about. It's been striking to us as we've had the pleasure, and this goes back to Dean Elwood, that when you brought the Young Global Leaders Program here for executive education and the Schwab Fellows, but there are two countries in the world now in which the Young Global Leaders have emerged. Tell us just a bit about that in terms of the governance.
Yes, actually, this notion to integrate young leaders is part of the World Economic Forum since many years. And I have to say, when I mention now names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
And that's true in Argentina too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France now. Mm-hmm. I'm here with the president, who is a young global leader. But what is important for me is those young global leaders have an opportunity to come here.
Right.
And we have established a course now since several years. And I think this cooperation has a tremendous impact, because being here for a week really creates a strong community. And we, in addition to the young global leaders, we have now the global shapers in 450 cities around the world. I just wonder, is there any global shaper here?
Yeah, you see
global shapers here. What is astonishing is to see how those young people really have a different mindset, and I have great admiration, because when I have a group of global shapers in the room and I ask them, are you thinking in global terms or in national terms? The majority would say in global terms. Mm. If I ask them, what is more important for you, to make money or to serve society, more certainly 80% would raise their hand and would say, serving society. So I'm very optimistic about the future of the world, because with the young generation, I think we can build what I would call a new renaissance, particularly using technology, solving all the issues, moving forward.